Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, before he died. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me.
That is always yet. Lovely, so
blood
brings you to different places.
Yet. This one thing I know.
Jesus' blood never failed me yet, Mr. Gavin Bryars. And that's a real voice of a homeless man from streets of London. And one only knows if the man's still alive. But he is here. He's singing to us. He's telling us. He's reciting to us. And he believes in something that I don't, and most of you don't either. But, well, that's him, and that's Gavin Bryars, and they're together, and they will stay with us, with me anyway. Today is number, what the hell is today, 2nd of December today, of 2009, year it is. You listen to CITR. Live from UBC. That was Caroline with Sex in Van City with a lovely guest. And yes, you should really join that show. It sounds like a good thing. But before you do that, you listen to this for our next 2 hours or so, maybe less. Hardly got any sleep lately, so I might just take off a little bit earlier than usual. And I do apologize for promised internet radio from Poland that will take you to morning hours. I just couldn't connect it for some reason, so you ended up with some BBC 4 or 5, I think that's what it was. Well, try to do better this time, this night, why the hell not? And yeah, my name is Hans von Kloss, and this show is called Misery Hour, and it's here every Wednesday from 11 till something. And as I've been trying to put this show together tonight, because I haven't had any concept for it, like I ever do anyway. And I thought it's the band I heard on CITR on Monday. It's called Port Royal. I'll try to play some of it. And one of the songs reminded me so much good old days of This Mortal Coil. And the atmosphere, the climate, this music just sucking you in. And I do play occasionally some This Mortal Coil, but you know, I just thought that 2 hours of This Mortal Coil is This Mortal Coil should be just not such a bad idea. And yes, we'll do that. But then at midnight I have to play it. It's just the song that I heard by Gilbert Bécaud called Nathalie from 1964. I was a kid. Was I? Or maybe I wasn't. But now I know. I remember I heard this song years ago. And it just blew my mind. Maybe because I was young, or I don't know. And then I heard this again a couple days ago on CBC. And I think to myself, fuck, this is so good. Let's get somebody else to listen to it. And we'll do that at midnight. As always, as we play the old music that pretends to be... how am I saying that? Oh, the old music that refuses to be so... Oh, that's the line. There we go. And we have 1 hour and 50 minutes of our life with This Mortal Coil.
Never found me yet. Never found me yet.
do some official opening in a couple minutes. Well, in fact, we'll do it right now.
Whether the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Your eyes couldn't hide. on the floating shipless oceans. I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes and fingers drew me.
Sunshine girl is sleeping.
she falls and dreams alone. And me, I am her dagger, too numb to feel her pain.
That hurts, and well, there is a sentence that can describe pain. That's the one: life as a fatal sexually transmitted disease. It's so good that it really hurts. You listen to some this mortal coil. Hope is a blister and lonely is an eyesore. All the compilation from 80s and 90s, done basically by the same people involved with 4AD and legendary Evo, who invented all this sound, one that you can enjoy right now. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Hans von Klaus and this is Misery Hour.
Thank you.
89 FM, CITR. You listen to Music Hour with Hans von Klaus of Polish Import, or Polish Prince, if you like. Thanks to all of you for giving all the money that you had and that you didn't, but you gave anyway. And give your heart and support, first of all, to this radio station, because it's really important to have something on your own. It's just and radio is one of those medias that you can take it with you. And if you don't have your own radio, you go somewhere else and it's still there. There's no other thing you can do it with. You can have your iPod, but you know what's in it. And with radio, it's always a surprise. And there's always somebody else changing your life one way or another. It worked for me so far, and worked before. And your imagination works, like, with no other media except book, of course. So support your radio and keep it alive. I will play all this listening for you every Wednesday from 11 till 1, if you like. So, once again, it's kind of 2 hours of this mortal coil. And why the hell not? From three, four different compilations, if you like. Moon and the Melodies, Lonely's an Eyesore, Filigree and Shadows, and It All End with Tears. And there's another one. It's, what is that one? I don't know. Where is it? Where are you? Okay, The Hope Blister. It's kind of unofficial, this mortal coil, but it's done more or less by the same people. Gordon Sharp, Elizabeth Rutkowski, and Elizabeth Fraser, and, you know, people from Wolfgang Press, That Can Dance, Cindy Talk. And if you haven't heard this music before, well, I don't know, where have you been? There's a bunch of videos on YouTube, if you like. Just click This Mortal Coil. And the videos are absolutely stunning. I'm lucky to have some of it on DVD somewhere. Just combined with Dead Can Dance DVD, of course. And there's one compilation that I lost. I can't find it. It has the best videos, and it's called Lonely's an Eyesore. It's only available on VHS, as far as I know. But if you can get it, get it. I hope that one day they will release this on DVD. So there's some more of This Mortal Coil for you till almost one, and then stay tuned for Andy, DJ Gulash. And at midnight we'll play, of course, Nathalie by Gilbert Bécaud. I told you why, I'm not gonna repeat myself. Oh,
The view of this water, where my life goes is seen.
89 FM.
Sit, yeah.
That was more of This Mortal Coil, and I just found one of the newest project by Cindy Talk. It's called Snow Kiss by Triple S. On YouTube, you can look it up. That's what I'm playing it from. But I thought Gordon Sharp always part of This Mortal Coil, and why not to play it? And it's a quieter work, I tell you. So look it up, Cindy Talk, Snow Kiss. You listen to Miser Hour with Hans von Kloss. It's almost midnight. We'll go to Promised French Gilbert Bécaud. Will be probably like an eyesore in the middle of all of it, but you know, it has been said. I wanted to hear this again.
The snow kiss.
Brand new day in 3 minutes. We are one day closer.
Yeah.
of course, Cock the Twins from This Mortal Coil. I mean, no, it's from Lonely's an Eyesore. And of course, it's Midnight, as promised, Gilbert Bécaud and Pierre Delannoy, 1964. I don't know who is singing, who wrote that song. I don't really care. It's a Natalie, and it's so bloody awesome. And for a moment, I thought I would be just like the dumbest idea to play it in the middle of this Death Mortal Coil, but you know what? It's just, it's gonna cut in big time. So there it is. Yeah, Midnight, the music, the old music that refuses to be so. It's beautiful. Just listen to this, damn it. If you can't get it, you're deaf.
La place rouge était vide. Devant moi marchait Nathalie. Il avait un joli nom, mon guide, Nathalie. La place rouge était blanche. La neige faisait un tapis. Et je suivais par ce froid dimanche, Nathalie. Elle parlait en phrases sobres de la révolution d'octobre. Je pensais déjà qu'après le tombeau de Lénine, on irait au café Pouchkine boire un chocolat. La place rouge était vide. Je lui pris son bras, elle a souri. Il avait des cheveux blonds, mon guide, Nathalie. Nathalie. Dans sa chambre à l'université, une bande d'étudiants l'attendait impatiemment. On a ri, on a beaucoup parlé. Il voulait tout savoir. Nathalie traduisait. Moscou, les plaines d'Ukraine et les Champs-Élysées. On a tout mélangé et on a chanté. Et puis ils ont débouché en riant à l'avance du champagne de France et on a dansé. Quand la chambre fut vide, tous les amis étaient partis. Je suis resté seul avec mon guide, Nathalie. Plus question de phrases sobres, ni de révolution d'octobre. On n'en était plus là. Fini le tombeau de Lénine. Le chocolat de chez Pouchkine, c'était loin déjà. Que ma vie me semble vide, mais je sais qu'un jour à Paris, c'est moi qui lui servirai de guide, Nathalie. Natalie.
All right, I satisfied my hunger. It's except this Cossack thing. It's all good. Just keep it simple. But you know, they're French. They have to be complicated. But nevertheless, a brilliant song. Okay, that's enough. I think I had enough for another 20 years of it.
Thank you.
24 or 3 minutes after midnight, listening to Miser Hour with Hans von Ploss. And we enjoying, or maybe at least I am enjoying, this Mortal Coil tonight for already almost hour and a half, with little interruption by Natalie. And wasn't that sweet? And like I said, I had enough for it, of it for next 10, 20 years maybe. It's all good. And the reason I'm playing this Mortal Coil today is just because I heard on the radio a couple days ago Port Royal, and just the climate and atmosphere and all the ambience reminded me of this Mortal Coil, and I hear lots of big influence there. So we'll probably finish with that CD, and then who knows? But for now, for some time anyway, we'll play some more from this Mortal Coil, Filigree Shadow, and this. It will all end in tears. Such a brilliant record. And originally I had it on vinyl, it was a double album. And can go on and on and on. I don't know, you can just do coffee, do breakfast, read the book, watch night, watch sun, and it's always there for you, and it's just, for some reason, this music is with you, in you. I don't know, maybe I'm this kind of a freak that takes music like that, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
before we go to Port Royal, I have a brand new David Sylvian that, well, can't wait for to be listened to at least one song this week. And the CD is called Manaphone, and it's about 2-3 weeks old, maybe 1 month, I don't know. Random Acts of Senseless Violence, that's the number of the track. And yeah, that's how I say goodnight to you. More of the same with David Sylvian next week. It's a very difficult record, but it's brilliant. It's just, if you know this record already, it's like a sculpture. If you don't know, well, take my word for it. There it is, David Sylvian. Random Acts of Senseless Violence. I wish you rain.
The face of tomorrow, lights the fuse, gives meaning to all that was previously hollow. A soundtrack of sirens and mute aspiration. The express train to Heathrow, first of the morning, is leaving the station. Reckless sunrises on the tip of the iceberg, hidden in plain sight, still alive and full of surprises. A generation gone soft over new acquisitions that can't take the edge off. I've put away my childish things, abandoned my silence too. For the future will contain random acts of senseless violence. The target's head will be non-specific. We'll roll the numbers, play with chance. All suitable locations unplanned in advance. Someone's back kitchen, stacked like a factory, with improvised devices. There's bound to be injuries with improvised devices. No phone-ins, no courtesy, no kindness. And the future will contain random acts of senseless violence. And it's not just the boredom, it's something endemic. It's the fear of disorder stretched to its limits. And the safety in numbers is just a contrivance. For the future will contain random acts of senseless violence. Democracy is very democracy is very merry. Thank you.